one among a thousand, a messenger and an interpreter, to show unto man his uprightness. That means God's uprightness. Then God is gracious unto him and saith, deliver him from going down to the pit. I've found a ransom. I've found a ransom. His flesh shall be fresher than a child's. He shall return to the days of his youth. Restoration, if you please. He shall pray unto God, and he will be favorable unto him. And he shall see his face with joy, for he shall render unto man his righteousness. That means God's righteousness. Now, recapitulating, God looketh upon men, and if any say, I have sinned. That's why I'm in the woodshed. That's why I'm chastened. That's why I'm afflicted. And I've perverted that which was right. I've twisted the scriptures to try to spring me loose from my responsibility to live a godly and holy, God-fearing life. I perverted that which was right, and it profited me not. See, if you'll say that to God, I've sinned. I perverted that which was right, and it didn't profit me. God will deliver his soul from going into the pit, that's hell, and his life shall see the light. Lo, all these things worketh God oftentimes with man to bring his soul back from the pit, to save him from hell, to be enlightened with the light of the living. Look what God has to do to bring men back. That's the old saying, has happened to them. They got one foot in the grave and one on a banana peeling. But God, if you'll turn in time and say, I've sinned. I've perverted that which was not right. Your flesh will be fresher than a child's. He'll return to the days of his youth. Praise God. He'll not go down to the pit lost because God found a ransom. You know who brought the ransom? That messenger, an interpreter, one among a thousand that showed him God's holiness, without which you will never see the Lord. You don't show him my holiness, you show him the holiness of Christ. If you don't get like Christ, that old sinning every day ain't going to take you there. You got to be faultless and blameless before Christ at his coming. Praise the Lord. We've got to be constantly saying, when we fail, we admit it. When we sin, we confess it and forsake it. When we've done things wrong, we straighten it up and correct it. And you're not ashamed of it. Well, you are ashamed, but you're not ashamed to admit it. Because you know that's the way you find grace and restoration through Jesus Christ. Lord, thank you, Jesus. This end time sick society and Laodicean church's character is the same as that church of old. And I'm not going to go deep as I intended to into this message today. But back here in 2 Chronicles, the 7th chapter, God is speaking to his people. He's always talking to his people. All the prophets are always talking to his people. You don't find but one prophet in the Bible that was ever sent to somebody outside of the people of God. That was Jonah. And they all repented at the preaching of Jonah and became God's people. God sent Jonah to Nineveh. Now listen to this. 2 Chronicles 7, 13 and 14. God said, if I shut up heaven that there be no rain, and God sent in a 3.5-year drought upon America. Or if I command the locusts to devour the land, and they're coming. Or if I send pestilence among my people, plagues, yes, God's going to chasten them with their old bones sticking out. And they're going to draw nigh the pit to turn many back. If my people, which are called by my name, shall, number one, humble themselves. Say, I've sinned. I'm wrong. I'm a failure. And they'll pray. And they'll seek God's face. And they'll turn. Repent of their wicked ways. He said, then I'll hear from heaven. And I'll forgive their sin. And I'll heal their land. If they'll do that. God's blessings is all premised. The blessing of Abraham that we are partakers of through Christ is all premised through repentance. Confessing and forsaking. That goes hand in glove with the mercy of Jesus Christ. And we're living in a day when the Bible said in 2 Timothy 3:7 that God's people would ever be learning but never able to come to the knowledge of the truth. And in the same chapter, the Apostle Paul warned in the latter days, he said, evil men and seducers shall wax worse and worse, deceiving and being deceived. And that's the condition of this church in this end time society, a church like Revelation 3:14 of the old church at Laodicea. He said, write, thus saith he that hath the 7 stars and the 7 and eyes like flames of fire. You write to that church in Laodicea and tell them, you're lukewarm and you're spewed out of my mouth. And I'll tell you, ladies and gentlemen, we're living today in the church age of Laodicea, the world-conforming church that Christ has spewed out of his mouth. And he says they're wretched and miserable and poor and blind and naked. And he's just pleading with them. I'm pleading with you to buy me gold that's tried in the fire and get you some white raiment so the shame of your nakedness will not appear. Anoint your eyes with eye salve. That's the word of God, so you can see. As many as I love, I rebuke and chasten. Therefore be zealous and repent. For behold, I stand at the door and knock, church, of the end time. They're spewed out of the mouth of Christ. He's on the outside. And if any man hear my voice and open the door, I'll come in to him. Back again. And I'll sup with him and he with me. And we're living in that time of Amos 8 when God has predicted that there would be a terrible famine, but not the kind of famine that most people are afraid of. And this is a different kind of famine the Lord said would come, beginning in verse 9 of Amos 8. He said, it'll come to pass in that day, saith the Lord God, that's our day, the end time, I will cause the sun to go down at noon. I'll darken the earth in the clear day. I'll turn your feast into mourning, your songs to lamentation. I'll bring sackcloth upon all loins and baldness upon every head. I will make it as the mourning of an only son, and the end thereof is a bitter day. Behold, the days come, saith the Lord God, that I will send a famine in the land, not a famine of bread, nor a thirst for water, but of hearing the words of the Lord. And they'll wander from sea to sea and from the north to the east. They'll run to and fro to seek the word of the Lord and shall not find it. That precedes that 3.5 years of famine that's coming physically, is the famine we're enduring now, the deprivations that God's people are suffering from of not hearing the word of God. We've got to hear this word preached. We're built not upon the words of Christ only. The words of Christ is the cornerstone. Ephesians 2:20 said you're built upon the foundation of the holy apostles and prophets. That's their words. Jesus Christ, that means his words, are the chief cornerstone. We're not just built on Christ. We're built on the word of God as our foundation. And Jesus warned us that if we don't build on this foundation, we're going to be like a foolish man that built his house on the sand. That means the apostles' word, the prophets' word, and the words of Christ that holds the old and the new covenants together. We're built on all three. And he says, you're like a foolish man when you don't accept it. And Christ was quoting and teaching from the Old Testament when he made that summarization in Matthew 7, beginning in verse 24. And he says, the rain descended. You're going to have rains. The floods arose. The winds blew. Storms are going to try your faith.
That's right.
In the house of faith that you built. And if you're not built upon all the word of God, great shall be the fall of it. And they were astonished at this man's doctrine, this great prophet of Galilee that had come in preaching to the church of old to try to bring them into the kingdom age. They were blind to the wealth he was bringing. They were astonished at his doctrine, for he taught them as one that had authority and not like them other preachers, the scribes. God have mercy sakes. Anybody with one eye and half sense can know when I'm preaching with a different spirit and anointing and a message than the other preachers almost entirely in this generation. God have mercy. I get letters from all over this country and this hemisphere. It's word, this message reaches up into Canada and the Bermuda and the Bahamas and out in the sea and South America and Mexico and all of our nation here. We get letters from all